Welcome to the Lawn Care Together podcast, a podcast for new or experienced lawn care professionals looking for lawn care, business, or life tips. This podcast is brought to you by Blades LLC owner Alex Counterman so that we can learn together. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. Hello, thank you for joining us on today's show. It is Alex, your host. And I just want to say up front, I appreciate everybody listening up to episode 8 now. We definitely are, I believe, at a point where I'm going to be able to, you know, get one or two of these out per week. I know I said in the last, actually it was in episode 7, so this is probably episode 9 now. I did say that, you know, I want to be getting these out pretty regularly. I'm excited about having the equipment that I have. I'm excited about my future time off. We have a bunch of business ventures and things going on right now that I feel are going to really boost us forward as we continue into 2022 and then, you know, into 2023 and so on. And so today I actually just wanted to talk about insurance again. I know I talked about insurance in one of the first few episodes. It was kind of a plug to the fact that you should have insurance, but I never really talked about insurance. And part of the reason I didn't really talk about it is because what I was discussing was a situation where we weren't insured early in the season. And you know what? That is the absolute wrong way to go about it. And in retrospect, I mean, I can't believe we didn't. So we were the chuck in the truck in the beginning of the season. I think we're really starting to get, you know, our ducks in a row and get everything set for us to move forward here. And We got the general liability insurance, and we needed insurance to also include plowing. And, you know, I mentioned that general liability insurance can be, you know, somewhere between that 15 to 35 to 45, even, I mean, as long as it's under $100 a month, it's awesome. But I believe you can get just general liability insurance for probably in the $35 to $50 range. You know, if you just say you're mowing, the chances of them actually needing to use it for you are relatively low. That's why insurance companies, well, actually, I'm going to get into that in a minute here because we had a conversation with one of the insurance agents that we spoke to about why pricing is different per different companies. And I found it interesting, and that's kind of why I wanted to do this podcast again and share a little bit more about insurance. So we quickly found out when we were trying to look into what type would work best for us, and if we were going to be plowing snow, what do we need? And you know, this is where it gets a little bit tricky, because as soon as you put in that you plow snow, they either say that you're not approved or they want an astronomical rate. So instead of it being $35 or $50 a month, like I had mentioned before, now you're turning into something that is somewhere in the $150, $200 range. And the reasoning behind that, the research that we've done to figure out why, is because they are worried about bodily injury, and that's not a their concern isn't that you're going to hit a truck or hit a car or hit the house while plowing. I guess the true concern is that you're actually going to, you know, do a good job, and there's going to be ice the next day, or, you know, the customer, regardless, is going to end up slipping. And if you were the one there that plowed and, you know, maybe you didn't put salt down, maybe they didn't even want salt, you become liable for any injuries, actually, or potentially can become liable for any injuries that they incur while walking on pretty much the job that you did. And I think it's ridiculous. I'll be honest. I really do. I think that, any right-minded person or not so happy person would be like, oh, you know what? I probably should have, you know, maybe worn better shoes. Maybe they should have just, you know, thought about the fact that it's probably like below freezing, and then maybe there's black ice even. So maybe it's under 40 degrees and, hey, we just got snow yesterday. It might be a little slippery outside, but that's not how that works. So people can sue you if they want to, and that's what insurance companies are worried about, is getting sued and then it falling back on you. So plowing insurance isn't necessarily easy to come by if you want to pay a relatively cheap price. So for some people, that might mean that it's not worth it. So you kind of have to do your research, because what we found, or what, you know, the math that I have here, was that instead of having, you know, 100, or like I had said, you know, that $50 range, or like the $35 range, now you're doing $150 to $200 a month, and that's almost five times your insurance rate. So I believe a general liability usually falls in the range of probably like $500, and now you're running in a range of more of like $2,500 when you're looking at the quotes that you get from insurance companies. We looked at, you know, Next Insurance as an option. That was one of the first ones I did, and it was like $2,100 or $2,500, and I was like, holy cow, that is a lot more than the $300 to $500 or $600 that I was quoted for an entire year before. Like, what's different? Like, what is changing? And, you know, like I said, we found out that it was the plowing was the problem. Another one, so like I said, Next seemed super expensive. Then we went to Liberty, and Liberty was like all on board. They were like, what, $42 a month or something like that? Like, it was supposed to be super cheap, and we were like really excited. And, you know, this is the woman who actually, the agent that we spoke to, she was really cool, really good, really responsive. It was actually a Saturday when we started looking. So, of course, like, no one's open. You're not actually going to get to talk to anybody. But she was responsive on a Saturday and said, like, listen, it was a holiday weekend, I believe, too. So nobody was around on Monday. So she's like, Tuesday, they're going to give you a call, talk to them, figure it out. We got to wait until the underwriters come in to be able to actually process this. And, you know, it went to underwriting. As soon as they saw plowing, they declined it. And, you know, we were like, well, what the heck? So they actually came back and they're like, well, we'll approve you, just not with plowing. So, like, we'll give you the original rate, the $42 a month or whatever they said that they would do. But they're like, yeah, we're just not going to do plowing with it. And that's where we ran into the problem. We're like, all right, well, there goes Liberty, you know. So we had a couple other options. But first, I just want to go back to the story about what we spoke with on the Liberty insurance agent. She had mentioned to us, my dad had asked, like, why are you guys so much cheaper? Like, why are you a third the price? It makes no sense why you can charge so little and all these other companies are trying to charge $2,500 a year for snow plowing insurance. And what her response ended up being was that they can charge less because it's kind of like a group payment. And I mean, I don't know if I'm explaining this the best, but she was pretty much saying that they're kind of betting on the fact that, you know, 95 to 99% of the people who have insurance aren't actually going to need to use it. So that is really likely that they're not going to have to use it. But in that off case that you do need to use it, it's cost them a lot of money. What the case was, though, is, you know, that 95, 99% of people who don't need to use it are paying $50 a month and never using it. I mean, they have that safety net in the background, or that safety blanket, you know, making sure that if anything happens, they're good. And, you know, I'll tell you, it feels a lot better when you have insurance, knowing that you're good and you're covered for everything that you're doing. But I can also definitely say that it doesn't really make sense why one company can charge so much and one can charge so little. Now, after the fact, when we got declined for the snow plowing, and we literally said, we're like, we'll pay more. We don't care. Like, we liked the fact that the Liberty agent was open and honest and, like, quick, and everything was cool. So we're like, we would like to go with Liberty if we can go with Liberty. We don't mind paying more to get covered for what we're trying to get covered. And what they had come back with again was just like, yeah, no, we're not going to cover snow plowing in Pennsylvania. It's just, it's not worth it for us. And, you know, in the last episode, I actually spoke about the fact that we didn't go up and do a snowplowing customer because it wasn't worth it to us. And I said that that was just an executive business decision. And Liberty is making an executive business decision to not cover snowplowing in Pennsylvania. And I get it. I understand, at least not for what we were doing, you know, mostly residential with a little bit of commercial potentially. And I get that. That makes sense. I mean, if you don't want to cover it and, you know, it might cost you more money than it's worth, then yeah, you just say no. And, like, everything has to have a reason why you do it in business. It needs to be productive. You want to make money from it. So if they're accepting customers or, like, putting out these insurance quotes, the whole goal is that they're making money. So they don't want to run into a situation where they're not. And that's why they just avoid it altogether. And I think that's a smart business decision. So The next option was Progressive is one that we looked at, and Progressive was also really expensive. I think they were pushing $3,000 maybe for the year, which, I mean, it almost makes it not worth it. If we don't know how much plowing we're really going to be doing, especially with the plow that I have, as I was mentioning, that DK2. We are looking to get another plow truck, which would change the game a little bit, and we might be doing a little bit more, you know, throw in a little bit more commercial and really need something that covers as much as possible. But Progressive wasn't even in the ballpark really where we wanted to be. So we just kind of nixed them right away. And then I think I have it written as Berkheimer. I think it was Berkheimer that we got insurance through, but that doesn't sound right to me, but I think it is. So what we did with Berkheimer was, actually, they were one of the first ones my dad did as well, or like looked up as well, and he got a quote, and it was like $2,100 for the year. And again, we were like, well, that sounds like a lot of money. Because, I mean, like I said, if you were getting a $300 a year general liability, and now you're getting a $2,100 quote, you're $1,800 more just for snow plowing, which means you need to make $1,800 to cover your snow plowing plus make more. But I mean, the way I told him, I was like, listen, we're going to be having this cash flow coming in. Now you split that $1,800 extra or like up over the entire year, which again, the whole idea is that if you're paying for snow plowing, you make the money back snow plowing, which I think we're still in a building year, but it's going to get split up. We're going to have more money coming in than we have going out throughout the winter if we do it correctly, which I feel like right now we are doing it correctly and everything's working great. So insurance makes sense, even though we're paying more for not doing so much right now. And the reason that is just really because we're covering our own butts no matter what. Like, yeah, I mean, I could have one customer, but if that customer decides, you know, they go out and slip and they want to sue me, my business is done. I would not be able to financially recover from that. And, you know, hopefully they just come at the business. They don't come at you. If there's ever a way for them to, that would be horrible, because then, you know, you start losing personal assets, and that's things that you don't want to do. That's why, again, our business is set up an LLC, and you set these things up as separate entities from yourself. You have to make sure that the LLC is set up correctly. You know, there's some documentation and stuff, and that's why I mentioned in the past that we went through Zen Business. They were our registered agent for the year, so if anything was, you know, if we were to get sued, they would give them the papers and make sure that someone got them, and then they would come back to me. Rather than, you know, they show up at my house, they say they couldn't see me, and, you know, post it in the newspaper, and next thing you know, I'm getting sued for $2 million and I have no idea, because that's not cool either. But hey, I mean, there's stories, horror stories about that. So anyway, back to Berkheimer and getting insurance from them. We ended up just saying, you know what, $2,100 isn't that bad. We're going to do it. We'll split it up over the year. That works out great for us. And, you know, we were covered. We needed general liability insurance to, if we were doing any subcontracting work. So, you know, again, covers us there. The policy, I believe, was 1 million up to 3 times or something like that. So if any major scenarios occur, like it might've been two, it might've been 2 times. So 1 million up to two for 2 separate incidents. After that, you'll probably get dropped, and good luck getting insured. But it's best to just avoid any of those issues to begin with. And that was what that one podcast was about, was making sure that, you know, you're being careful regardless of having general liability insurance or not. It's nice to have that safety net, as I said before, but you got to be careful regardless, and you want to take the most care, and you want to make sure that customers realize that, you know, you are trying to be as safe as possible with, I mean, around their stuff and, you know, with your crew, and that you have policies and stuff in place to make sure that everybody is working efficiently, but, you know, safe. So Berkheimer was the one for us. You know, it might not be a one size fits all. You might want to do more research. We were kind of in a rush to get our general liability insurance to cover plowing as well and everything as we were starting the winter season. And I think it's just one of those things that you could always get a general liability insurance if you were just starting out. Get, like I had mentioned before, get your general liability that covers lawn care. Do your $35 to $50 a month. It's not going to kill you. You probably can, you know, cut out eating fast food for, you know, once a month or twice a month, and you'll have that money to pay for insurance. And then when it comes down to it, you can add plowing insurance as a separate thing, or, you know, reach out to your company and say, like, hey, I want to add this to my general liability insurance. How much is my rate going to go up? And then, I mean, be very open, like, yeah, I know it's going to go up, so tell me how much and how can we make this work? You know, we haven't had any incidents yet, and you might be able to potentially negotiate some sort of a rate, especially if you have a little bit of previous experience with this business and they can see that you've been safe for a year or 2 years. Ultimately, they have their number. They know what they need to charge for somebody with so many years of experience and everything. I think adding it in when you're ready is a good thing. You don't have to spend $200 because you think you might do plowing in December or January and then find out that, you know, you just aren't going to do it, or it doesn't snow. And you don't want to run into that scenario where you're wasting money, because especially early on, you need as much money as possible to get your business off the ground, saving money for maintenance and all those things, making sure, you know, if you have an employee, you're not wasting the money that you could be spending on your employee on nothing, pretty much. If, you know, you're spending the money on plowing and it's spring, you're not going to need it. But it is important to have general liability insurance to cover yourself and the business. Going into the start, though, I had mentioned that I think it's important, and if I was to go back and do it again, I would make sure that we have that up front. So that pretty much covers everything I wanted to talk about for insurance, actually. It was just make sure you get multiple quotes and, you know, compare them, compare the, like, the actual policies that they offer. But if that policy isn't covering, you know, $1 million or $500,000 or $2 million or whatever you need it to cover, whatever, like, you're doing that you think it needs to cover, make sure that you're good. I mean, they might say something in there about not accepting liability and not paying out insurance if XYZ, and you want to make sure that XYZ doesn't fall under the things that you're going to be using it for, because if it does, then you're going to be kind of, you know, SOL, and that's not cool, because you don't want to get caught with your pants down looking at your customer trying to figure out, oh man, I didn't realize that, you know, maybe snow plowing wasn't covered, or, you know, driveways wasn't covered. It was only commercial parking lots or vice versa. And then you're paying out for whatever damages you did because your policy said it wasn't covered, but you thought it was. So make sure you do your research and actually see what your policy covers. We made sure that it covered everything we needed it to do. And I had mentioned before, general liability does a lot, but they also have a lot of things in there when you look at these policies and you start getting quotes about what they don't cover. So it's important to really note that. And, you know, also when you're filling out these quotes, be as honest as possible with how many years of experience you have and, you know, how many lawns and how much money you're making and everything. Because if you're throwing too, like, if you're really lowballing the amount of money you're expecting to make, that you might be underinsured. You don't want to run into that case, because if you're underinsured, you really might, you know, end up kicking yourself in the butt down the line. It definitely want to be covered 100% as much as possible to protect you and your business. Because as I mentioned, if one scenario happens where things kind of go south, then you're not looking at a next day with your business, or your next day is going to be court dates, and that's not cool either. So we don't want to see that for anybody. We don't want to see that, you know, for us. And so this is, you know, my little TED talk here about insurance and why I think you need it. And if you're going to do plowing, you know, what to do and how to look for it and think about it. You know, make sure that the money that's coming in is actually paying for plowing insurance. If it's not, which it should, if it's not, you got to kind of double back and reevaluate whether or not you're doing enough plowing then to make it worth it. Because if you're negative, it's not worth it. You shouldn't be out there. You shouldn't be doing it. And sometimes that's hard. I mentioned in the last podcast, you know, if it's only snowing 2, 3, 4 times a year, it might not be worth it if you only have 3 or 4 clients that you're working on. Now, if it only snows, you know, 4 or 5 times a year, but you're working on commercial lots and you're paid out by the season and not by a push and things like that, it might be awesome. So who knows? It really does depend on the year, you know, how much they're willing to pay, how much you take in, and how much your insurance is going to cost. So that is pretty much all we have for today. I will wrap it up here. I want to just say again, as always, thank you so much. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate everybody listening to this podcast, really bringing the community together. You know, everyone's always asking me, and by everyone, I mean family and friends, the people who are listening to this podcast right now, in the early times, you know, when's the next podcast coming out? My brother was asking me today, why haven't I seen a new Blades podcast coming out? And Spotify, I know, is generally a few days behind or a day or two behind actually pumping out the notification on it coming out. So if you're finding out a day or two or 3 days later, let me know. I'd like to know that information because I don't really get to find that out. I do see when the podcast gets released because I'm the one that's releasing it, but I'm not getting the information on when, you know, the notifications are going out to other people. So I already know about it, and I usually, you know, hit play and listen to it through Spotify to make sure everything sounds good. But, you know, playing with the new equipment and, you know, the Magic Mastering and the Buzzsprout thing and trying to, you know, get it out to multiple sources and things like that and try to get as much out as possible in like the past few days. I've been doing a little bit more recording, and then I have to go and, you know, do all the editing. Episode 7 took me probably 2.5 hours to edit, and it was about 30 minutes long. So I think in that podcast I had mentioned that it takes about 3 times as long, but when you're still working on learning how to edit, it takes, well, about 5 times as long. So it's, you know, a learning experience, but we're definitely having a lot of fun with it. I hope everybody's having fun listening to these, or it gives somebody some motivation, you know, a second thought about business. I hope that, you know, I'm bringing something of value to the community and, or at least just sparking some idea in somebody's head or like what to do or what not to do. Because you know what? We don't have it all together. I say this all the time. We're still working on building our business. We're in year number 2. Well, technically we're in year number 1, I would say, because we went through a mowing season and now we're going through a winter season. So once we hit our first mowing date again here, probably late March, early April, or we do some spring cleanups, that's when I'll consider us into our second year. And, you know, so far in this year, I think that we've done pretty well. I think that we followed a lot of advice from other people in the podcast industry. I've read a couple books, business books, sales books, all these things that, you know, are going to better me as a business owner, but going to help me better my company, you know, spread that knowledge on to my family and friends and explain, you know, why I work so hard for, you know, the business and for my family and doing all these things that are kind of behind the scenes. You know, nobody really notices that. You see a lot of videos and things like that that talk about, like, nobody is there to, you know, pat you on the back or clap their hands or celebrate while you're staying up till midnight or anything like that every night working on your business and then waking up at 4 a.m. to go, you know, work at your full-time job so then you can work in your business in the afternoons and those things. Like, people don't see it as often. There's one or two. You might get a pat on the back or some recognition here, and it's great. That feels good. But it's not until you make it that people really start celebrating your success because they want to be a part of it. And that's kind of why I'm in the midst of doing this podcast, and I want to document my beginning to end or beginning to success story, because I don't want it to be this overnight success that everybody thinks it is, because it's not. It definitely isn't. I'm going to be honest. I have goals in 2022, but I don't think that we are going to be what I want it to be until probably year 3 or 4, maybe even year 5. You know, I have pretty ambitious goals for this. I would love for it to be a full-time gig for me and, you know, not me out in the field even. I want to run my company, but it takes a lot of steps to get there. And so we're in the early steps. We're in the early stages. We're going to get this done. We're going to, you know, be successful. And I'm putting it out there. I'm speaking it. You know, I'm making it real. And I have these goals. I'm going to talk about goals probably in the next podcast here. The ones that I had mentioned that I had originally done for the first 2022 podcast, but decided not to put out because the audio quality. But I want to share those goals because I think it's important that, you know, I put it out there. I share, you know, what we are going to do and what I'm going to do personally to grow in 2022. Because I think that information is going to, you know, help shed some insight on not only my mindset, but just, you know, have that archive of what I was thinking back when we started the business and, you know, going into year 2, what our growth mindset was. So look forward to that. If anybody has any questions or wants to share anything on the podcast, let me know. Reach out to me on, you know, the Blades LLC Instagram. You can reach out to me on the Lawn Care Together Instagram. There's nothing posted on there right now, but feel free to DM me through that. It should pop up, so it is an option. And, you know, I'd love to just hear, you know, some reviews or any questions that anybody has. And I'd like to talk about things on the podcast that other people, you know, are interested in. So right now I've just been talking about my own things, my own scenarios, the things that I've, you know, run into. So let me know. But otherwise, again, I appreciate everybody being here. I hope you have a great day. Stay safe, stay warm, and we'll catch you later.